Go to thecognitiverampage.com. Keep fueling the change. Help continue to allow this to happen. None of this would happen without you and your love and your support. Love you.
The Cognitive Rampage, a scientific approach to self-discovery, change, and life optimization, is now available on Amazon. What I do in the book is I fuse the latest research from the cognitive, behavioral, social, environmental, and biological sciences. It's not just motivational fluff and wordplay. Now, I do talk about my own story, so there's some kind of inspiration in there, but I'm not just spinning words and hyping you up with motivational fluff. Whether you need a life change, simply enjoy self-exploration and optimization, want to discover new hidden passions, or reduce the life-altering effects of toil, anxiety, depression, all of those issues, this book is for you. This book is not a cookie-cutter method of steps to follow. You'll customize the scientific framework with your own personal beliefs to build your authentic change. That way you assimilate it faster. It's not just copying my beliefs and telling you step one, step two. These will come from your beliefs as how you extend and build the foundation upon this framework. You'll use this framework throughout your whole life, through every change, and through every age. These are not empty words of motivational spin. This book is an experience. The Cognitive Rampage is based in science and is built from your beliefs. It's a path to help you unleash your desired change. You can apply this method on your own with no harmful side effects. When those moments happen, I guess they just happen. And we move on. We transition and we try to find a new way past it. And I'm talking about transitions and new and leaving things behind, whether that's our old self or old places or old things, be them good or bad. But when we start to transfer past those things and transition into a new self or a new us or a new life or a new place, they're probably the most uncomfortable things, these transitions. You know, I'm standing in a house that I lived in for a while and now we're leaving it, and a job that I left today that I've been at for 2 years now as a therapist, and I'm leaving that, and today being the last day, it's kind of a goodbye. Probably what sparked this today. But I'm excited about coming home, and you know, those transitions sometimes can seem scary or gloomy or a change in life, but many times those transitions are the experiences that we crave, what we're really looking for in life, not the outcome. We're not paying attention to the outcome. Sometimes we're just living that process, that transition. And I don't know, we think maybe when we get there, then we'll be happy. If I can just make it, if this just happens, then I will have arrived. But we never really arrive. We're just in a constant state of transition, always changing our lives and changing who we are, what we experience, and what we go through. Sometimes we allow it to change us, and sometimes we don't. But that's the beautiful part about life, I think, is embracing those transitions in some romantic movie scene way. Like leaving that job today as I drove away, and the thoughts that we have, or the thought that I had leaving. And I met so many beautiful people, and a lot of ugly people. A lot of people that need help. I needed help when I got there. That place is definitely a transition in itself, you know? But I think we can always look back, but we don't have to go back to the past.